same time I was there, there were two people that had this postdoc, the second of which was Jim Van Allen, later known because of the Van Allen belt. And the two of us joined together and buying an automobile. In fact, for a while we owned for $50 each, joining with a third person, $150, we owned each of us owned a third of a 16-cylinder Cadillac, which was it cost $150. It was a car that was designed in the middle of the prosperity up to 1929. It hit the market in 1929. Nobody, frankly, nobody bought it. I don't know how many were made.
Gas cost about 10 cents a gallon.
Oh, the gas cost only 10 cents a gallon. Well, no, that, I think that car, you measured it in gallons per mile rather than miles per gallon. We should have held on to the car because it's now worth about $500,000 to that same one. But the idea of antique cars had not been invented. Of course, this being a unique one, it was obviously going to be pretty antique-ish when it came along. So we then shifted through actually half of each of us, had half of a Buick, and Howie, the third member of it, took over all of the other Cadillac. Unfortunately, he didn't keep it either, so nobody made a minute of money, as we would if we kept it another 10 years. So although I had a two-year scholarship then, I was rather, well, this was still, the depression was still on. Getting jobs with prospective tenure or pretty fall university jobs, this was going to run out in a year. I was getting married in June of 1940, and I really felt, you know, it'd be nice to have something that had a prospect of at least continuing beyond one more year. And so I applied for, and Robbie recommended me for, and I took a position at the University of Illinois, which started in sort of September, and was there only 6 weeks or so. And then I think Robbie Raleigh recommended me, as the radiation lab was getting started, to go there. And Wheeler Loomis, who was then chairman of the physics department at Illinois, a very good chairman of the department, selected excellent people, really encouraged me to go to the radiation. At first place, he thought I'd probably be drafted if I stayed there. And secondly, he was very sympathetic to that work. He knew he'd been also brought in on what it was going to be. In fact, he later, as you know, became assistant director, deputy director, or something at the radiation lab.